Okay, good evening everybody. So just a few minutes ago, I personally counted the 49th day of the Omer. Very exciting, Malchus and Malchus. Now we're in Erev Shavuos tomorrow night. It's Kabbalah Satayra, so I thought it would be appropriate to take a little break and to do something on Shavuos. Albeit this is somewhat of a shorter piece, but I thought it was very nogeh this year. The piece is actually on Ne'ilas HaChag, on Shavuos Nesiv HaShalom. However, this year, Ne'ilas HaChag is Shal Shudas. So I thought we get a double whammy over here. We'll touch a little bit of Shal Shudas. It could be not so long ago than Shabbos Malchasa. We'll touch about Ne'ilas HaChag. And of course, we'll touch about Shavuos itself. What an amazing, amazing opportunity Shavuos affords all of us on so many levels of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, my own feeling, my own experience is that Shavuos of the Yom Tovim is the most squandered, lost for full effect. Pesach, there's weeks of preparation, mamish weeks of preparation. Your whole house has to change over, you can't eat certain kind of foods, and people prepare their Haggadah, etc. Besides all, you know, getting all the comments and buying all the matzah and kosher Pesach things. Of course, sukkahs, you gotta build a sukkah, you gotta live in Esther, you're coming out of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah itself, you have the shofar blowing, and Yom Kippur, you have Rosh Hashanah, you know, the Aseres Tshuva. Shavuos, of course, you counted Sefira, and some people push it Steiger and Sefira. For others, it's, you know, they say Sefira, and so there's a benefit, and there's a velus for part of Sefira, but it's not necessarily all consuming. And then you have the Shavuos, and you don't have that kind of hachana. And for that reason, unfortunately and sadly, many, many people lose the kedusha, the holiness, the auspicious time that Shavuos affords a person for Torah, for tefillah, for growth in their Yiddishkeit and their Judaism. So I think it's important that, you know, we're mem tes, where the 49th day, to have a proper hachana, preparation, not just to walk into Shavuos tomorrow night and lose out. It says as follows: for Sapartim Lachem Mamachas Shabbos, you should count from Mamachas, you know, going into Mamachas Shabbos from after the Shabbos. Of course, the Talmud talks about that the Sadducees, the Tzedukim, would you know, misapplied when Shavuos is based on this pasuk. It always had to be Sunday according to them, the day after Shabbos, and that's not true. So Sheva Shabbos Tmimus, Tiena Amachas HaShabbos HaShvius, after the seventh week, and you'll count 50 days. So you count 49 days after the seventh week, and it's a count of 50 days. It says in the Sefer HaShalom, Yesh Ladaktik, which we should you know, ponder, you know, look into a little bit. Shariah Mitzvah Eino Elam Nos Mem Tashom. We know there's really a counting 49 days, and day 50 automatically is Shavuos. Kamosha Pirish Rashi, as Rashi says the pasuk based on Chazal, Ad v'lo ad b'chal, up to the 50th, but you don't count 50. Tonight was the last, or is, for those of you who didn't count, is the last night of counting. It's 49th night, and tomorrow is Shavuos. Imken, therefore, Frakt asked this to Siva Shalom, why then do we say, B'tura b'lashin tisperu, you should count 50 days. We don't count 49 days. We celebrate day 50. Says in the Sefer Shalom, "V'yishlomer time of the Milsa." Al pisha kvar havanu le'el b'shem Noam HaMelech. You know, he had a few pieces here. Actually, I've done over the years a couple of these pieces. Sometimes he did actually others with Dessler and Ali Shore, but you know, we've done at least two or three pieces besides in the Sefer Shalom. I don't remember. By the way, if you look on Think Torah, they are all there. On if you put in Shavuos as a search, you'll find it. Those who've heard it, but Shukvar Vanalei Hashem and Noam Lach Shukush Sagvil. I don't remember if we did this piece, but he said this the earlier piece. But he said that the Noam Elimelech, the great Hasidic master, Noam Elimelech, really spread Hasidus in Poland, made it the largest. The Hasidic movement starts in Ukraine, closer to Galicia, in Ukraine. And by the Carpathian Mountains, and the Noam HaMelech was the primary person for spreading Chassidus in Poland, when the great Talmidim of the Magen Mezrich. So the Nenelech says, Kedushas HaGvil, when you're talking about a scroll, I'd say for Torah, the Gvil is, of course, the parchment. Okay, the parchment that's between the letters. So if you look at a Sefer Torah, you have all kinds of Isis, all kinds of letters, and between them is parchment above and below and between. Says the Nenelech Melech, it's the Gvil, that parchment, is even more halig, more holy, Mikdusha Isis, for the letters. Now, of course, you know it's completely forbidden to erase a letter. If a Torah is missing one letter, the whole Torah is puzzle. Actually, not even missing a letter. If the Torah's letter is not legible or cracked in certain ways, so the Torah can become not kosher. Okay, that's pretty serious stuff. That's why today we're very fortunate. You can computer check a Sefer Torah today when you get it. Make sure, or we leave the whole Torah, and they will catch it eventually when you read that parsha. If it's not, you know, before you take a Torah out, usually they, in the old days, they would still have a read over the whole Torah, multiple people. Today, you can computer check it, and you can do that. So, very uncommon that happens. But Al Kol Panim, nevertheless, the letters of the Sefer Torah are super halig, holy. But the Na'im Elimelech says that the parchment in between is even holier. Why? Kibachol ois, on every single letter, yesh kusus ois, like the aleph and the beis and the gimel and the vav and the kof, they all have the kedusha, the holiness of that letter. Vilu hagvil, but the parchment, even between the letters, is the chelik of the whole Sefer Torah. And that includes all of the kedusha. That's the whole, you know, the Torah is one, it's all connected, right? So all of the Torah altzazamen, all together, will be arnu. The Kamoken, Yomi explained apparently earlier that the day 50 of which is Shavuos, who bechinas hachelek, it's a chelek of all the 49 days. Now we know that like tonight's Malchus of Malchus, right? Alag Omer's Hoch Shabbat. Every day there's the starting with, you know, with Chesed and Gvura. And Tiferes, and Netzach, and Hoyd, and Yisoyd, and then Malchus, those seven of the 10 spheres, right? And each one has the other seven. So you go through all of these levels of Kedusha, and they're all included in holiness, and they're all included in Shavuos. Mimsa Shaper. Therefore, it says in the Seal of Shalom, it makes a lot of sense. The Afshim of Poel, I'm going to say from Spheres HaOmer, I mean, Machas HaShabbos, the Spheres, we count until after the 7th week's over, v'lo avichal, and we don't count after that day 50, but what we mean to say is day 50 is the koilal, just like the gvil, the Torah, has all the holiness of all the letters. Day 50 is the holiness of all the 49 days beforehand, all of this counting, all of this preparation. We know the count of 50 days from leaving Mitzrayim, all the way up to Shavuos, which means even the days of Pesach at some level go into the holiness of Shavuos. V'nei Maran, one of the earlier Slonim Rebbes, the Beis of Ram, says the name of Chassidic masters, Dikashem Sheshal Tzudas Shlishas. Then we know it's Tzudas Shlishas, Shalas Shudas on Shabbos, but by the Chassidim in particular, by the way. Shalas Shudas, whoa, they're very into Shalas, with the exception of Chabad for various reasons. I'm not going to go there right now. With the Chassidim, that's very often the big tishim. They have a big, you know, a lot. It's in Kabbalah. It's called the Rav and Shabbos Kodesh. It's the highest of high, the helikite of Shabbos. Right? Shabbos Shabbos is a time, by the way, person shouldn't squander that. It's a regular Shabbos. Not this. This is a double whammy this week. You have Shabbos and Shavuos together. That third meal between Mincha and Maariv is really an auspicious time. Take the Shabbos in after a whole day of connecting to Hashem and serving Hashem, and really that meal also the Shalosh Shudas meal. We say it's the Lashma meal because who in the world's hungry right now? Summer may be a little bit hungry. In the winter, forget about it. Right? People eat lunch a couple hours later. They have a big suda. They have chulent. They have kugel. They have whatever a kushka, whatever they eat. Some people salad, dessert, challah, gefilte fish. You go through the whole thing. You're going to want another meal. It's, and very often you have kiddush beforehand. That's You eat it l'shem shemayim. It's eating to serve. Such as the whole Shah Shuddis is that. You ate rotzen gadol moy. People need to know. Shah Shuddis is a very auspicious time. V'hanu k'moshu nitzpar shechag ha-shvuas. You know what Shuas just said? Is shaykh l'tkufas ha-sfira k'chativa achas. It's like the sfira with one connection. It's the whole, it's the seam. It's the completion, the culmination of all the 7 weeks of 7 days, all the 49 previous days, starting on Pesach. Al Kain, who ate Ravad Ravin. Shavuos is the Shal Shuddis, so to speak. And this year, actually, you know, we'll have Shavuos and Shabbos together. Of all of this Yom Tov, starting by Pesach. Yeshlomo, oh, you can, we say furthermore, Tikimosha Suda Shlisha Shal Shuddis is a Darga HaGvoya Bez of Shabbos. Shal Shuddis is the highest level of Shabbos. It's again the culmination of all of our persons working on Shabbos. Shabbos, we discussed this for many, many months, a year plus ago, when we were learning Shabbos Malchus. Shabbos is all about the connection, not just the recognition of Hashem and knowing that Hashem created the world, but a connection, a deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos Shuddis is that culmination. We actually discussed that, I believe, in Pinkus. Kevin Shabbat Nishlamas Hakachas Shal Shabbos. And why is Shal Shuddis this Rava the Rava, this Shpitz Shabbos Shpitz, this culmination of this Holy of Holies of Shabbos? Shein Shabbos, we know, and this we did discuss at length in Shabbos Malchasa, we know that Shabbos, our sages tell us, Chazal tell us, is Knesset Yisrael Ben Zugecha. We're connected, we're marrying Hashem. If you remember, I lamented, actually, mamish fan, unbelievable that we're living, that President Trump last week, you know, had a Jewish heritage day. Who would have thunk it? You know, told everyone to keep Shabbos. I'm not sure how much it affected that, but I mean, even it affected a few thousand, I think there were several thousand people I saw somewhere that did not keep Shabbos, that committed to keep that Shabbos, at least like 9,000, which is amazing. For that itself, it was well worth it. But a Jew that doesn't keep Shabbos is missing Yiddishkeit. They're missing Judaism. You cannot. A Jew that's married to Hashem, Shabbos is that bond, is that relationship. If you're missing Shabbos, you're missing the heart. And therefore, as I lamented, if without Shabbos, Jews get lost. And we live in a world today of mass assimilation. It's really the best of times and the worst times. You have many Yidden who are learning Torah, mitzvahs, not about the tshuva, and you have others whose children and themselves are on the path to total assimilation. And I'm talking about people who grew up in homes of whatever, BBYO, Young Judea, whatever, you know, other ones, Nili, whatever these things are called, because there's no Shabbos. You know, and you know, even if they do a little bit younger in sleepaway camp, which is amazing, I'm saying them because those are affiliated Jews. There's some level affiliated, and they will be lost if you don't keep Shabbos. You know, I can't. I'm sure everyone's phone call knows many, many people who grew up very involved in the conservative movement and are now married out because there's no Shabbos. And if I'm talking about real Shabbos connection, Hashem, mitzvahs, etc. So and I say that with a broken heart, no joke. Shabbos and marriage, and if for a yid to think, you know, going to us, you know, to think that Shabbos is just time to relax, to sleep, and you know, you're missing the boat. Also, imagine sleeping through your marriage, right? It's Shabbos about tzmiras and divrei Torah and davening and learning. And sleep. Yeah, there's also an idea of sleeping on Shabbos. That's how Shabbos is. It's not about monopoly. It's not about walks. Listen, I like to go for a walk on Shabbos. It's a great thing. But it's not the ikker. It's not the main thing. It's about Torah. It's about davening tefillah. It's about singing zmiras. It's about having sudas and rejoicing and thinking and cogitating and contemplating about Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. And it's about being married, as Chazal tells. That's all it is. We're married to Hashem, right? We're married to Hashem, and the Knesset Yevetzur of Isabab Adram, the Dabar Adram, this great Spanish Rishon, Spanish early Spanish age, Shalel Shabbos Kodesh. He explained and elucidated. He had a whole sefer, the Rishon on the Siddur. Shalel Shabbos Hu Bechinas. The night of Shabbos, Friday night, is Kedushin, the first level of marriage, of engagement plus, so to speak. Shabbos Shabbos is Nisuin. Okay. Shabbos morning day is getting married, Nisuin Chuppah, under the canopy, getting married. That's the relationship with Hashem, so to speak. And Shalosh Shuvos, Shuvos Shlishis, is Yichud. After the Chuppah, you go to the Yichud room. It's the one-on-one with Hashem. Right? When we daven Mincha, the afternoon prayers, we say, you are Hashem, we're one with Hashem. V'chol Madregas, all the Madregas, and Shabbos Kodesh, that's where both. That's the goal. We should leave Shabbos married to Hashem. That's how Shabbos brings bracha, blessing, and empowers us throughout the week. When you're married, when you're solidified, right? But if you're not married to Hashem, so when you go out to the street, you know there are people who do certain things on Shabbos and they go out to the week and they just don't live up to it, you know, or they're not married to Hashem. You can marry Christina. Or Maria, or Juan, you know, or Timothy. So that's how it goes. Because when you're married, you're married. Shabbos is to be married to Hashem. When you're married to Hashem, and you're from Jew, you're a religious Jew, right? And you live it. So then it's Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, and you learn Gemara, and you push yourself to the davening, and you don't look at certain things because you're married to Hashem. A Jew doesn't see certain sights, you know, which they're not supposed to see. They don't do certain things, which is not appropriate. So that's what it means, the Shabbos. We want Hashem, and everything for Shabbos comes from that. That's a regular Shabbos. Shabbos, Kodesh, Halig of Shabbos, and then Shal Shudis. And Shal Shudis. I was happy to pick this, to Mechazik, the strength and the idea of Shal Shudis, which, again, like Shavuos, sometimes is not appreciated nearly as much. Nearly what it should be. Kamokan Shavuos. Chazal said that we know that the interesting Shabbos is our marriage, and Chazal is we compare Shavuos the Yom Chasunaso, the day of our marriage, is Matan Torah is when we got the Torah. The certain Syrian communities, they in the morning do not read Akdamos like the Ashkenazi Shuls read on Shavuos morning, the first day of Shavuos. They have a ksuba, they have a marriage document. We marry Hashem. They read out the marriage document of our marriage to Hashem, so to speak. We know that the halachas, the Jewish laws of a wedding, many of them are taken by Sinai, right? The torches and the canopy, all these things are learned that the Tashbetz brings down. Then we learn now from Sinai. It's a day of our marriage to Hashem. And all of the Sfira, all the counting of the 49 days is for this. To get the Shavuos to this day we're married to Hashem. That's the preparation. It's all about getting to Sinai. It's all about the relationship, becoming getting married. Kidi Isa Bazar, as Azar says, in the days of Sfira, is like the clean days before we get to Matan Torah. You know, like a Bainita, so to speak, or cleansing days. If Shavuos Shabo, here's Yom Chasinos, and Shavuos is the day of our wedding. And it's the day of our yichud, being one-on-one, a yid is one-on-one with Hashem. V'alken, and therefore, he is Rava, the Rava Shoyosfer. It's that the Shalosh Shudis, the holy of holy, the love of loves of all of Sfira. It's the end of it all. V'inei, Sefer Avos Yisrael on Pesach says, that when it says, you count Sfira, until Machas and Shabbos, which is, the pasuk says count 50 days, which means you count for 100. We ask the question, why 50? Amamachas haShabbos haShvius. The end of the Shabbos haShvius. Hainu b'yoyim haAchron oid efshar. List for as koch mishiyum. So that means metaphorically, spiritually. Let's say you missed, you didn't have the count, but that day 50, even though you're missing the count, you can make it up. Sheyami shalo. Right? Since day 50 includes all everything else, you can uplift all the days you missed, unfortunately, earlier. It's the 50th day. It's Sfira because it includes all the days. You can go ahead and fix anything that's lacking. Now, the Nesiv HaShalom obviously gave this drasha, this piece, by Ne'ilas HaChag. Now, Ne'ilas, on a regular Shavuos, it's a weekday, so you don't have Shal Shudas, you have Ne'ilas HaChag. This year, again, Shal Shudas is Ne'ilas HaChag. And the Nesiv HaShalom says the following, Ne'ilas HaChag, you know, is the end, the conclusion of Yom Tif, when you take it all in, when you take it all in, Yeshuas, when you take it all, is so Ne'ilas HaChag is v'chinas eitz ratzon hagdila b'yoser. And Ne'ilas HaChag is this time of tremendous, tremendously auspicious time. V'hinei, amud tzaddikim, the tzaddikim say on the Gemara, the Gemara says in the Sukkah, this is on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, mayafu pamayach ben olam. Right, how you talk about how beautiful the footsteps with your shoes is pamay haraglayim. Right, it says naolim means shoes, but the Gemara learns out a drasha. Right, it learns out a secondary meaning. The ikur neilas raglayim hainu b'mayim noyel es hayomtiv. You want to know what you did? You're conscious how you finish off. Right? How are you finishing? You know, sometimes I have meetings. Sometimes I have all the time meetings. But I'm not having meetings with individuals. People ask me to meet with people. People ask me to talk to people. People help people, whatever. All the time. The closing, right? Oh, for sure if you raise money. Closing. You want to sign a contract on it. The closing. You want to buy a house. Levi, you know this, right? It's about the closing. You can talk for today till tomorrow. It's the closing. Right, you want to get married to somebody, you can date 50 times, you got to have the closing, right? It's all about the closing. So, also on Yom Tov, the closing is the key. Are you going to take in the Yom Tov, are you taking all the spirituality of the holiday or not? The Iker Huni Yisugai Haiman Noyo, how are you going to finish off over here? Shitzarech Shetishayar Barishimo. Now, what it means to finish off correctly? It means that it should accompany you. That it shouldn't leave you. That when you have Shavuos, it should be transformational. That the experience of the Yom Tov should be transformational. That it impacts and empowers and enlightens the weeks and months ahead. Take this Kedusha, take this spirituality, this great light that you have now on Yom Tov, that should take you throughout the year. Va'amnam, however, b'chol yom tov yesh inyanim amyuchal oisachag. On all other yom tovs, there are things which are unique to that year, to that yom tov. Again, sukkahs, you have the sukkah and the lulav and the esrog and pesach and the matzah and on the seder. I was telling me to the korban and the sacrifice, Rosh Hashanah the shofar, Yom Kippur, your fasting, everything has. What about Shavuos? But Shavuos is miyuchad gadol. At some level, it's the highest level, which is because that's the Yom Tov we marry Hashem. That's the Yom Tov we got the Torah, right? Uchaman mazal b'yom chasunos, the day of our marriage. That's the day we got the Torah. Umizeh, and for this tzarech yehudi of a yid has to. This day of our marriage should be give us ruchni spirituality for the ganz year, for the whole year. Umanu metzadikim separt lechamach haShabbos. Some of the Sapir is the Yahalom, right? It should count that tzaddik. It's brought down in Svarim. It means like a jewel, like sapphire and diamonds. It should tzar and enlightenment. Tzarich lahayir as kol Hashem etkubas ha'ilasa azos kuyom tov aruch. We know that as the Ramban says that Pesach is the first day of Yom Tov. Sfiras ha'omer is the chol hamoed, and Shavuos is the atzeres. It's like Shmini Atzeres is the atzeres of this long Yom Tov, right? We should take it, suck it in. Va'alzeh mevakshim. That's what we say in the davening. Va'asiyenu Hashem es birchas madecha. Hashem should give us the blessing of the halachim. Uplift us. V'yas is miloshim masas. Okay, we should pick it up. We should take it with us. We shouldn't just go in one ear and out the other. It should take us with it. We should go along with it. Because Shasena, we daven, we're asking Hashem, Yechonenu b'matana es birchas hachag. Hainu it's anyanim hamiyuchadim shiyesh b'chol chavakal. Every Yom Tov has anyanim. Ideas, Pesach is emuna, Sukkot has level emuna, right? Pesach says, but it's Hashem, and it's serious. Then all, right? Shana and Yom Kippur is tshuva, Shemos Torah, there are all kinds of different anyanim. But what by Shavuos, Tachas HaMoedim is that to be makir, right? Shatachas Komeadik Shemos Shosh from Hashanah, you should see everyone should come, it's Yichud Gamar. When they say Birkas Kol Adecha, it should come this whole year. And therefore, a year, this is a day of our marriage, it should stick with us. Vigam Be'itim. And there are sometimes, this happens to everybody, different levels, obviously, but to say, that sometimes the year feels farther away. There are days you feel so close and things go so amazing. You feel Geshmak to be a Yid. It's always Geshmak to be a Yid. But sometimes you feel it more. Right? You feel it more. And other times there's challenges and difficulties and darkness, so to speak, a level of cheshech, which could emotionally affect the person. Even though the person knows the emes, knows the truth, right? There's still, when a person's suffering or challenged or trying, and it's hard or it's difficult, there's a level of emotional challenge. And the Yitzhar doesn't make it easy. Even the time Shinibli Hudi Kiroch Bechina Echa Bashmain Vecha Arts, and you feel it's like Hashem is there, what about me? Yehdev Yakar, a person has to know, you has to know when you're married, Hashem is with us always. Ki Hashem Elokeinu Tamid Hem Bizmanu Meirim, whether when it's, even in the sunny days, the bright days, when everything is going well, we feel Hashem, life is good. Or days where we're challenged and we fail, or it's hurtful and painful and challenging and difficult. Before the sins or after, right? Tamid, a person has to always know Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, He's with us, we're married. This feeling that Hashem is our God and He's with us, He cares about us, He loves us, is the essence of what it means to Matan Torah. It's the essence of what it means to have Shavuos. And that really finishes this piece, but just a couple, parting thoughts over here. I started by lamenting that, and lamenting Shal Shavuos, but that's not really the point of today. People don't take advantage, but people don't take advantage of Shavuos. It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yom Kippur, you don't have all these preparations, so they're not, Sukkot or Pesach are heavy on Maisa Mitzvahs. Shavuos is all about the marriage. And marriage really is through Torah. The essence of Shavuos is the marriage, but it's to connect from Torah. That we should be learning Hashem's Torah. Hashem gave us a Torah. He blessed us. Every morning we say the blessing on Torah. He gave us a Torah, which gives us life, eternal life. It empowers us and makes our Olam Hazeh, this world, much better. And it gives us Chai Olam Nata B'Soichein. Hashem gave us eternity when we learn Torah. So we should take advantage of Shavuos. Just two things. Psai Begash is by Ruchas, just that we know that by Matan Torah at the Sinai, miraculously, one of the many miracles, that everyone got healthy. When the Torah was given, everyone got healthy. So Vayashev brings down that one of the most suspicious times at Davin, and if not the most suspicious time at Davin for health, is on the first day of Shavuos, at Kriyas HaTorah, when we read the Seras HaDibros. Right? He says, Miyucha, that's a great time to daven for physical health, people have emotional health issues, mental health issues, right? Challenges. That's a time, don't waste it. It's like the old thing, Shavuos, you have a year of a time where there's a school to daven start for health, if not for yourself and for others, people who are crunk or are sick or a cholim. Take advantage. Daven, davka there, says somebody, Hashem is kol yacha, all powerful. And Hashem created the world. He can make a person ever a foolish lema. Number two is the Shla Kaddish. Says that on Shavuos you're supposed to daven for Torah, daven for yourself, for your children, for your families. Right? Daven every we should find their chelik. We should have our portion in Torah because that's the glue. The Talmud Torah can include Torah is the greatest mitzvah which gives light to all the rest of Torah. Right? And Shavuos in Miyuchar actually the Shlosh says it's the day of judgment of Torah. It's the Yom Adin on Torah. That's why a person should daven. For Torah, it's the day of judgment of Torah because it's our anniversary, it's our day we get married. We should be all be zeicha to have a licht, a light, a joyous, a shuas of Aliyah. We should take advantage of it, especially this year, it's Shavuos going into Shabbos. Obviously, make your Erev have Shulin. But beyond that, to take advantage of it, and that schus of being, you know, having a real kinyan, a real connection on Shavuos, a real marriage to Hashem on Shavuos, and our tefillah should be accepted, our prayer should be accepted, and the Eiris, the Kedusha, the spirituality, the holiness of Shavuos should take us year round. Okay, wishing everyone a very good Shavuos, a good Yom Tov, Chag Kashrus.